For the past year, we've been keeping tabs on five first-generation college students from Delaware for our series, First Year, First Generation. The students just wrapped up their freshman years. WHYY's Avi Wolfman-Aaron profiles one student who thinks of a middle school teacher when he considers dropping out.
Sometimes Sean Ryan just shuts down. It happened about a month ago when he saw his final schedule.
As soon as the reality hit me that finals were right around the corner and my grades weren't looking too good, it felt like somebody dropped a weight on my head.
Ryan knew he should study or ask for help or do something.
Instead of just being like, all right, it's time to start right now and get to work, I came out here and sat out here and did absolutely nothing for 3 hours.
Here is a little stone stoop outside his dorm. It faces a main campus walkway. Ryan likes to watch people amble past while he listens to music. Get up off the pavement, brush the dirt up off my psyche. On this night, he listened to an entire album, Doris, by the rapper Earl Sweatshirt.
It's probably been 12 years since my father left. I left my father less.
My friends always come outside to smoke cigarettes. And then, they'll go inside after smoking. I'm like, I think I'm just going to sit here for a while and come to like it. Like it a lot.
By his own admission, Ryan hasn't adjusted well to college. And it's not that he's had any dramatic setbacks. His GPA is a shade under 3. He has a solid group of friends. Instead, it's that little setbacks, a bad test score, a heavy load of homework. They seem to have this way of mushrooming.
When I start to get stressed, it feels like everything starts to close in. The world seems so much bigger and you seem so much smaller. And that's the best way for me to put it, honestly.
Which is often followed by another thought.
First semester, I was 100% set on dropping out after spring semester. I didn't care. I just hated it so much, I just wanted to go do something else.
I asked Ryan why. Why would you want to drop out when it seems like things are going okay? And he did this odd thing. He started talking about himself in middle school.
I had no idea I wanted to go to college. It wasn't going to happen. This is a weird story, but in eighth grade, I almost thought I could drop out of school. I was like, I have a job right now, and I can make good money, and I didn't even want to go to high school, but I was like, I feel like you need a high school degree.
He soldiered through 9th and 10th grade. He figured he'd work or join the military after graduation. And then he met a woman named Beth Schwartz.
Hi, I'm Beth Schwartz. I work at AI High School. And in the past, I've been the AVID coordinator and an AVID teacher.
AVID stands for
Advancement Via Individual Determination.
The program operates at high schools across the country. It's an intensive college readiness class for middling students, the type who flash potential but aren't quite on the path to higher ed.
So that is where I kind of filled in and became their coach, their mentor, their second mom.
On the advice of his girlfriend, Ryan joined AVID in 11th grade. And as soon as he did, Ms. Schwartz was on him. She knew about his absences, knew his grades, prodded him to take tougher classes. And Ryan responded.
He wanted to be successful. He was willing to, let me, quote, take over his life, and be on top of him and remind him and help him. I love the kid.
The AVID program has a curriculum, and Schwartz would work with students on skills like time management. But Schwartz says her most important task was taking students who didn't think college was a possibility and making them believe that it was.
That's the biggest piece. It's not teaching them the content. It's not about teaching them that 2 + 2 = 4. It's letting them know that I believe in them. They're going to have bad days. They're going to have good days. But that they are a human being who has the world in front of them.
The other 4 students in our project told me that they always plan to attend college. Some combination of internal drive and parental expectations put them on the path when they were young. Here's Jada Smack, a student at Swarthmore College.
I really remember being in sixth grade thinking, oh my God, I have to have perfect attendance and get all these good grades because colleges can look back as far as they want to. How they brainwash you when you're a little kid to make you do good in school. It worked on me.
But it didn't work on Sean Ryan. For him, it took a conscious decision later in life to attend college. And so when I asked him about dropping out, he always came back to Ms. Schwartz.
Ms. Schwartz kind of talked to me into going to college, and I said, all right, I'll give it 1 year, and if I like it, I'll stay. And so the whole time I'm like, I don't know if I like it that much.
He will, because he, like you said, it wasn't in him since he was a little boy, he's always going to question, can I do this? Can I do this? And I think he can. Oh, he definitely can.
Of course, Ryan doesn't have somebody telling him that every other day like he did in high school. And the belief that you belong in college, it doesn't seem to work like a light switch. You can't just turn it on one day and expect it will stay on forever. I asked Ryan if he thought he'd ever shed this notion that he wasn't destined for college. He paused a half beat before answering. I think that's going to be with me till I finish this. From the Delaware desk, I'm Avi Wolf-Manarant, WHYY News.